Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise, founder of Mickle Knight, where fun, family, fitness, health, wellness, and beauty are one. Today, we are talking about health. Since this is such a general term, I looked up the definition of health in Webster's Dictionary. And it reads, health is the condition of being sound in body, mind, or spirit, especially freedom from physical disease or pain. That means to me that we need to be balanced. Well, so I looked up in Webster's Dictionary the definition of balance, and it reads, a state in which different things occur in equal or proper amounts or have an equal or proper amount of importance. Now we have the definition of health and balance. So how does this apply to us and our well-being? How can we make sure we are balanced? Dr. Rudy Brodbeck, MD, studied first ministry before he studied to become a doctor. He was asked why he would go that route. His answer was simple. At this time, about 80% of most illnesses originated from some mental or spiritual imbalance. He decided that he wanted to first make sure that his patients are balanced before digging into invasive procedures and or prescribing medications that could have negative side effects. He found out that many patients have an imbalance with the mental or spiritual wellness, which then carries over to the physical imbalance in the body. Having found out about this important step, he created a forgiveness seminar. Our mind is so strong, it can either keep us healthy or making us sick. And he has definitely had a lot of feedback from his seminars from people who were there and how it helped them to learn to forgive. Normally, we don't think about that forgiveness is such a big deal, but I can even say from personal experience, when you harbor ill feelings over somebody who has been doing wrong or has been treating you unfairly or accused you of something you haven't done, and you know how their list goes on, who is hurt? I was hurt the most, because I continued thinking about it. And so I decided I'm going to talk to Dr. Rudy Brodbeck and find out what I can do, how I can do actually the forgiveness. And when I learned what he told me and I read some things about forgiveness, that really helped. I also even resorted to the Bible to find some stuff in there, which I will relate later on today. For right now, we have talked the last 2 weeks about health, which is the topic, Get Healthy Now. And we have talked about some of the important points, such as drinking enough water, glasses a day minimum, eating healthy and nutritious food, being mentally, emotionally, and physically balanced, sleeping enough, and that depends, of course, on the age, the activity of the person, but generally 8 hours is about a good night's sleep for most people. So I have been thinking about, you know, what we can actually do, and I'm looking forward to some callers letting me know what they think or asking questions. So this is going to be more interactive than just sounding like that I'm preaching. This is not my purpose. My purpose is to create awareness. So, how do you think you'll get the best and healthiest nutrition, since I just mentioned that we have been talking about nutrition? Do you go to the store and purchase what you need in the regular section, or do you go to the organic section and pay more? Are you sure that the organic produce does not have any herbicides or pesticides on it to make sure it grows beautifully and without blemishes? Do you know that most produce in the stores has or have been picked at least a few weeks before it's or they are on the shelf in the store, so that they don't spoil during the transport from one place to the where they're picked to the store where they're going to be sold? This is such a sore subject in my eyes, because when you buy produce, you would like it to be tasty, free of dangerous chemicals, and you would like it to be very nutritious. Well, that's one of the reasons why I thought actually starting my own garden. So I have what I need. I can pick it fresh and when I need it. So there is no shipping. There are no pesticides, no herbicides. Nothing is there except the fresh organic produce that I'm growing. Now, many people say, well, I don't have time for that, or I have no space for it, or that takes too much effort, and, oh, well, my children can't do anything with it, they can't help or whatnot. Well, what I am trying to do is start creating programs, and I will let you know when they're ready, that families can actually grow things together, be it in a soil, which takes quite a bit of space, be it on a vertical or horizontal gardening. There are different ways that you can do. I personally love the vertical tower gardens just because they do not take much space. It's a 2.5 by 2.5 foot area that they need, and the rest is history. I mean, it's so simple. You put water in it in a tank, 20 gallons. You have a little submersible pump, and it works from there. If you want to find out more, you can go on my website and look at it as a supplement, as a tool. There are other things out there too, so I'm not just saying you have to go to my website and you have to buy my supplements. Not at all. As I said again, my main reason behind all this is actually to create awareness on how we can live healthier, happier, and more balanced lives, because we all need it, deserve it. And if you have tried before some homegrown fruits and vegetables versus the store-bought ones, I'm pretty sure you can tell the difference of the flavors and how well they last. So we have talked the last 3 weeks about water. I just mentioned a little bit about the growing your own things. And I want to go back to the forgiveness, because that is one of the most important things in my life. And maybe you need to forgive me after this session, because this is not what you expected. But think about it. And then if you want to talk to me or ask questions, you're welcome to. Anyway, since I did touch on the spiritual wellness or health and mentioned the Freedom Seminar, I want to mention a few things here for today, just to raise some questions in your mind. And as I said, if you have any questions, you might ask them either here or now or in writing to me, and then we'll be answering your questions next week. How easy is it for you to forgive someone who has hurt you? It does not matter whether it was a physical hurt or an emotional hurt. Do you harbor ill feelings towards that person? How do you feel about that person when you see or hear from him or her next time? Is it eating you up inside, making you feel sick? Have you forgiven that person for his or her action? Do you or can you pray for that person and ask God to forgive them for what they have done? It is easy for you, or is this easy for you? Or do you find it difficult to forgive someone for their action? Well, I have found a prayer for forgiveness that is in Psalms 51, verses 1 through 19. And I'm not going to read it here. I'm going to let you do that at your own convenience in your home. But I can tell you, this is a powerful and a beautiful prayer, and I'm taking it to heart. Forgiveness is a wonderful act, and it releases bad feelings. And I could tell you lots of personal experiences. Just one, real quick, so you know how it can hurt. I was in a gathering. I traveled far, thousands of miles to get there and to see family for a wedding. And there was an uncle there that usually was one of my favorite uncles. However, he got into a discussion with me about something that he did not experience and that I actually was an expert on. I was a manager and president of a vineyard corporation for 6 years. And during that time, I took lots of classes and I learned a lot of things on how to grow grapes and how to treat them and how to make wine and all that stuff. And the question or the statement he made is, "Oh, you don't know anything about it. Americans don't know what they're doing when it comes to wine." And I just really flipped. I don't know why, but I was really hurt because number one, he said it publicly in front of so many other people. And number two, he was not the expert. He didn't even drink wine. But I was the expert with 6 years of experience with classes and practical labor and all that. So I have learned to forgive him. And as soon as I was able to forgive him, I was free and I felt good. And I just wanted to give you that little thing as an incentive. If you have things that are bothering you, learn to forgive. It makes you feel better. And the other person probably did not even realize that he or she hurt you that much. Okay, so to conclude this, I just want to stress again, forgiveness is a wonderful act and it releases bad feelings. And we'll continue on this subject next week. I am Denise, founder of Mickle Knight, where fun, family, fitness, health, wellness, and beauty are one. I want to give you also my contact information. And my contact information is dythomson@micklenight.com. That's micklenight.com. And my phone number is 562-335-4956. Until then, stay empowered.